He's always real. If you don't believe me, keep reading and you'll see I'm not exaggerating. He's also gut-wrenchingly honest, even if it would be better for him to tone down what's true. Sean is humble, almost too humble. Can a person be too humble? He's down-to-earth, relatable, and has incredible compassion for the most broken. Sean's got a genuine love for God that's neither annoying nor overly religious. His relationship with God is sincere. His love for God is contagious. Even though Sean is an amazing husband, world-class dad, and the founding pastor of one of America's greatest churches, he's not a superhero. He's very human. In fact, for years, this very special, unusually humble, sincerely godly man struggled with a hidden burden. Sean battled ongoing, crippling, life-altering anxiety. At one point, when most thought Sean was on top of the world, his inner life was falling apart. The pressure and anxiety became more than his body could bear, and Sean hit rock bottom, hard. I remember talking to him and his wife Jill like it was yesterday. Every word he uttered felt filled with fear. Through tears, he cried out, terrified that he'd hit a point of no return. My wife and I were honored to be close to Sean's family and to watch the work of God unfold. Over the next months, Sean submitted himself to ongoing professional help. With the assistance of trained counselors and experts, he traveled a raw and rocky journey of exploration into abuse from his past and new ways to experience the grace of God in the present. I won't make this process sound easier than it was. The journey was hell. I think that's exactly how Sean described it to me midway through his treatment. But as Sean faced the pain, the pressure, and his past, a theme started to emerge. Because it was what he'd always known, Sean had assumed overwhelming anxiety was his lot in life. It was the cross that he had to bear. But Sean slowly realized the time had come to stop thinking of himself as a victim. God was calling him to stand up and fight back. And fight back he did. With new spiritual tools and an army of loving support, Sean started to take back the ground he hadn't known he could gain. Day after day, he fought for peace, joy, and freedom. The Sean I know today is different. He's still different in the good kind of different way I described earlier, but now he's also different in a different kind of way. He's at peace. He's full of joy. With God's help, he's in the fight for full freedom from anxiety. As a fellow pastor, I know so many people hurt like Sean. Too many silently suffer with uncontrollable bouts of anxiety, panic, and angst. Like Sean, they feel sentenced to and imprisoned in a life of hopelessness. That's why I encourage Sean to write this book. God's work in him and his family is too important not to share. If you battle anxiety, let me offer you both a warning and some encouragement. First, a word of caution. Get ready for some real talk. Remember, Sean is raw. You'll likely hurt with him. You may be tempted to stop reading when his story gets too close to your own. Please don't. Because Sean is also honest, humble, and godly. And what he's learned about attacking anxiety is powerful. It's inspiring enough to motivate you, practical enough to equip you, and loving enough to reassure you. As you know, the darkness feels darker than most would ever understand. But Sean will help you see how the light of Jesus can shine into your darkness and transform you from panicked and depressed to alive and free. Craig Rochelle, founding and lead pastor of Life Church and author of Winning the War in Your Mind.
Introduction. I need a miracle. Honey, what's wrong? My wife's voice rang through the speakers in my truck as she tried to calm me down. I could barely see the cars in front of me through the tears in my eyes. Sean, where are you? Can you make it home? I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was happening or why it was happening to me. All I knew was I needed a miracle. I'm on C-470, I said between sharp breaths, but I don't think